This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pick 7, the fan. Pat Leonard joined us yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Or was that 2 days ago? Yesterday we had a short show. So it was Tuesday. Tuesday, Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News came on the program and said, I'd watch for Dexter Lawrence. That's somebody they want to really take care of. Ian Rappaport just tweeted out, the Giants have rewarded star defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence, adding $3 million in incentives to his current deal for 2025. Lawrence is set to make $17 million this season, plus the newly negotiated incentives. After another stellar season, the Giants do right by their Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right, right?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, watching that is pretty impressive. Lawrence is a stud, gets it done at a really high level. You got to pay him, man. You got to pay him. Also, just because, like, Nats fans love coming at me, let me point something out real quick before we get to Frankie Luvu. The Nats just signed their fifth rounder, Coy James, way ahead of slot, highest bonus ever for a fourth rounder. So, B, when we talked about when they took Willits instead of Holiday or the big pitcher, they were saying, well, they wanted to be able to spread it around a little bit more. Looks like they're actually doing that.
Okay.
That's great. That does not change my contention that the organization is cheap. If you read this article that Tom Boswell wrote earlier in the week, I believe, about the Learners need to sell the team, they don't invest in scouting. They don't invest in R&D. They don't invest in analytics.
They don't like the pay managers.
Yeah, they have.
Among it's kind of hard to win like that, dog.
Among the lowest payrolls in baseball. So, like, if you want to celebrate that they went over slot for the fourth rounder, you are correct, and that's great. But, like, they're cheap as hell. I don't know what to tell you. I just think that's pretty damn obvious. But congrats to Coy James. I hope he hits 30 home runs. B, Frankie Luvu has really changed a lot for the Commanders organization. He's just such a great dude, and then he's balled out last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Frankie's just a guy that fans really enjoy, too. Did you notice that it's Frankie's picture on the banner when
in.
He walked
yeah.
down?
Yeah.
I think Frankie kind of mentioned that
matter. Guys like that, who has that natural energy, even without them expecting it, it happens because people know. When you see people talking about Frankie, they're enthusiastic as hell. That's how he plays.
Right.
So,
yesterday I got to sit down and talk to Frankie Luvu. Here we go. Always appreciate getting to talk to Frankie Luvu. Pretty big honor in the last week or so here, mm-hmm. NFL Top 100. Considering your journey
yeah.
to where you are now, what did that mean for you? That's voted on by the players, dude.
Yeah.
That's not media.
No. Man, to have respect from the players and, love for the game, and to see that man, it's just a testimony of how hard work and grit and just your routine and everything that I put into this game, just coming to fruition. On the island, man, I used to watch that,
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't watch it because you don't have cable. Sometimes I go to the neighbor's house, they catch on at the top 100 players, and to be even recognized to be one of them, I'm just an honor, man. And it don't stop, man. To me, I'm speechless. You know what I mean? Because I did a post just a few hours ago yesterday saying, man, if you would have asked me 10 years ago if I would be in the position I am today, I would tell you no. But man, God has been so good. He blessed me and my family, and just having that faith in Him and kind of Him leading the way of my faith and spirituality with Him. Man, I'm just blessed to be in the position I am today.
It's also the hard work you put in.
Correct.
And you obviously do it. How did you find out about the NFL Top 100? Who called?
Bro, PR Jared. He hit me up like that morning. To be honest, I didn't even know I was going to be on there. I was
like, because Bobby made it, which
yeah,
Bobby
I'm
always
like,
makes
Bobby
it.
Always made it. You right. know what I mean? The GOAT. Right. So when Jerry hit me up that morning, he's like, congrats. And I pulled up on messages, and it was like, 70th. I'm like, man, I just, I told my girl, bro, my wife, I'm like, man, it's crazy. You know what I mean? I just took that moment in, and it's like full circle, just embracing where I was at in the beginning and where I'm at now and further on down where I see myself from 10 years from now. But to have that, milestone for me, man, it's a huge accomplishment for me. But, I ain't never settled for that. The job ain't done. The job ain't finished. And, hopefully I can go for number 10 or number one this year.
You talked about being a kid on the island trying to watch that. Sometimes you did, sometimes you didn't. What do you think you are doing for kids looking up now?
Man,
not that you're alone, but
right.
you've accomplished something significant.
Just mainly back home on the islands. I say, I'm that voice for them, and I'm that resource for them. And, we got talent back on the island, not only back on the island, but here in the mainland. I got kids that's next year ain't looking up, and, that's all I'm about, man. I'm blessed to be a blessing to others. And that's my testament, that's my calling. And, we have talent back home. It's just the amount of resources that we need back home and whatnot, so forth. But, that the image I try to put out and the work that I try to put in, man, there's no shortcuts. Everything you got to go through, the stormy weathers, the rainy days, and then when the bright lights are on, you're prepared and your preparation comes to work. And that's all that's my movement and that's the way I walk.
Speaking of talent, what do you think of the squad?
Man.
Some new faces, some big guys.
Big guys, new faces, good energy. There's a lot of talent. Right now, man, we're just putting piece by piece together. We're building our foundation. What we had last year was last year. This year, we're focused on one step at a time, one day at a time, one meeting at a time, man. Just make the most out of whatever we're in. If it's meetings, if it's walkthroughs, if it's practice, like get the most out of it that day. Just don't go walk, just don't go by the day like, it's one of them days or kind of wake up with your piss hot and, kind of got your mind right. Like you already, first thing I'm fixing my bed, man. Like that's a win for me. You know what I mean? I come pee in a hydration little test thing and it's green. Like that's the second win for me. So DQ right. talks about that a lot. Like just count your wins, individually. And when you come as a team together, not everybody, when they like greens, to using that analogy, it's like, man, we all go, right. It's time to go. So, I'm excited. I'm excited with the talent we got, man, but we just got to put in the work right now.
What about, this just happened 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. What about Adam Von Miller?
Man, adding him to the game and just working with him at one-on-ones with Kerrigan. Man, he's very technique with and fundamental and sound with his preparation, how he practices. And, man, to me as a player, man, I'm just a sponge. That's how I was with Bobby last year. I'm a sponge, picking up with him. With Zach, now with Vaughn, it's like, man, you got so much of this experience with the group and so much knowledge for the game. Why not go out and search for that extra, step or extra, thing to get better at. But, man, I'm just blessed to have him on my team and our team
sure.
and, get this thing going.
Who's bigger, Wise or Kinlaw? Those are some big fellas.
Man, it's big in a different way. Wise is more tall.
Right. You can interpret it however you want.
Yeah. Wise is bigger as far as, like, he's tall, like, you know, wide base. And then Kinlaw, bro, he just top, bottom, like, he's
these are big fellas,
big boy,
man.
Bro. And
how will that impact you guys as the linebackers? Clearly they made a point to get larger on the D-line.
Yeah, I think it will help us a lot. You know, with Kinlaw in there, Wise on the edge, setting the edge. You got Payne in there. Man, me and Bobby is
Johnny
just
healthy.
And Johnny healthy. You know, we got a lot in the Carl. We got a lot of guys that, you know, not only the ones, you got the twos coming in. And it's a good rotation. Get your breather, get in. But me and Bobby, it's just a tackling field now. Like, it opens up, go get it.
Sure.
And I love the addition that we had to the squad. And, you know, looking forward for camp and how that goes.
So much momentum with everything going on. There is the Terry situation. Have you talked to him at all? Understanding you've been in the league a while. This is a business too.
Yeah, me and Terry talk, you know what I mean? But that's, you know, whatever he stands with, I'm with. That's my brother, that's my teammate. And man, I'm just, you know, hopefully we can get something done. And you know, I love my boy T, man. I got you, bro.
I love that. What's it like to see Five in year two? You're not a rookie anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
nah, you know, Five, he got a different little swag he coming in with this year. You know, he was in the weight room, you know what I mean? He got the sleeves up. He always had the sleeves up, but now it's like, you know, you just know the work he's been put in. And to see him out of practice, he hasn't changed one bit since we signed him. His rookie year last year, he came with the same energy, smiling, laughing around, talking, you know, back and forth with Bobby. You know, calling out plays. It just, that's how he is. And as long as, you know, Jaden just staying being himself, man, he's going to, you know, even elevate what he did from last year. And, you know, guy on defense, man, I'm seeing that and competing against every day. That's the best look I can get. I'm going to give him the best look that he's going to get as a defense. And that's just what makes us, you know, iron sharpen iron. And I'm just excited for Five, man. He's going to be the truth, for real.
Yeah.
He's the truth.
It's remarkable that young man, since the day I met him, has been the exact same dude. And think about where his profile is now. Think about where it was coming into the league.
Correct.
Heisman winner, LSU, and now offensive rookie. I mean, and he's just the same.
Same.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
Last thing. Do you realize how much, like, fans have embraced you here? Like, you are a true fan favorite. Like, what does that mean for you? What's it like when you go to the grocery store or, like, out to dinner? The Caps game?
Oh, man.
How proud of your performance at the Caps game were you?
Man, that was
best beer chug of everybody.
Man, man, it was probably it was my second hockey game, but it was the best hockey game I've been at, and the environment, and just D.C., man. This is the type of environment that when you start winning and you care about the game and then the fans pouring into as well, it's like, why not? You know what I mean? Show love for them. But the amount of love that I got, and for me and my family, man, it's just tremendous. And I appreciate each and every one of them, man, just showing up on the days when we don't win games, the days we win, the good and the bad, the ugly, and they still show up. But for me to get the love of, you know, the fans, when I'm going to the grocery store picking up, you know, they recognize. They let me do my thing, holla, you know what I mean? I get a picture, I don't.
Well, dude, I don't know that everybody knows this because I don't know that this was televised, but that Caps game, you're down on the glass, and I think, was it between the second and third period?
It was, yeah.
There was a line of fans that almost from the glass all the way up to the hallway.
Correct.
And you took pictures with everybody, whatever sign and whatever they were asking for. That takes a lot of you, too.
Yeah. Nah, man, it was, you know, I don't got much going on. Me, man, I remember when I was, you know, just starting off. You know, I was still that humble kid, man, and it was nothing for me. I was having fun. To me, it's like, man, these are all the fans that, you know, when I'm in a helmet, these are the same fans that come out and show love. So when I'm out in public just without my helmet, it's, you know, it was like a 10 or 15 minute break, little halftime.
Yeah.
And I just, I looked back and my wife was like, hey, you got to hold on. I said, I took one little chug with him. I'm like, come on, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Why not? You know, there's a lot of kids, man, just see them smiling and excited, man. That's the reason why I do what I do, man. That's the reason a lot of the guys do what they do. It's just for the next generation, the kids looking up, man, just finding a purpose and a why. Or if they don't have a purpose, you know what I mean? Just a light for them to see, like, okay, you know, and something for them to remember. Because, man, I remember when I was that, I was like, man, I was, when Troy came by and Ray Molung and all them boys came on the island, it's like, man, I remember walking up to them, like, signing. You know what I mean? They had the time. So for me, it's like, man, when I have the time, I'm going to do it. So, yeah.
I love it. Thank you, man.
Pete, appreciate
your time, man.
Thank you.
Frankie, good right Luvu, there. Good stuff, right? He's easy to root for, man.
Totally. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, from a football perspective, how do you think the impact of these bigger guys on the D-line and then a guy like Von Miller will impact Luvu?
Well, they're space eaters. And we know Luvu could do multiple things. So to be able to get that happening with him, he's going to have more space to go into. He's more athletic than the guys that's going to be blocking against him, so he's giving more of a one-on-one instead of having guys waiting on him. You know, if those big guys – normally the big guys are taught, when guys try to double you, what do you do? Grab them. Don't let them get away. And now Luvu and Bobby are running. It should be very impactful for them in a positive manner.
I think so too, man. I think it's a big opportunity. And I just –
I like Luvu, man. He's cool as hell, dog.
Totally, man. And I think, you know, a lot of the conversation surrounding Luvu and frankly Terry is that, like, oh, you know, what is this front office doing? Like, they identified Luvu last year. He was not he had shown real flashes at Carolina, but he hadn't shown what he showed here. They saw it. Like, for everybody that screamed about Kinlaw, right? What if they see the same thing in Kinlaw that they saw in Luvu?
And what if they can get it out of him? I say that's the main thing. Can they get it out of him? This coaching staff has a familiarity with him, with Kinlaw. And the fact that they brought him back says that they know that there's more tapped in there. If they can go and get it out of him, nothing but great things could happen, though.
We'll see. I mean, watch a Kinlaw in person, man. That dude is a serious business, man.
Yeah, big boy.
Yeah, and just the length in the arms and the legs, it's going to be fascinating because, you know, right now it's easy to blue sky everything. Like, if Lattimore's really good, then how good could Trey Amos be? All those things. I made a point to try to watch Lattimore run today, and I didn't see him run all that much. It was a lot of, like, short footwork kind of stuff during the DB drills. He was out there in 11s. Some of the stuff that did stand out to me. So Laramie Tunsil got a veteran day off, so it was Andrew Wiley at left tackle, which I support that because at this point that you're focused on making Brandon Coleman a guard.
Yeah,
he doesn't need to, because let's be real, Tunsil's going to get a lot of veteran days off. I don't want to slow down Coleman's development at guard, or not even development, just like his understanding of the position, right? So Wiley is probably going to be a versatile piece for you. So, and he's a veteran that's done it all. So put Wiley at left tackle when Tunsil's down. I also noticed that I think Allegretti was getting a little bit of work at center. Allegretti's another versatile piece that maybe kind of on the wrong side of a starting spot, at least to start. But because he's so versatile, you want him to get all the work.
Yeah. We saw him play last year. And the thing for me is, I know everyone was blaming the running backs last year when things went down, but we all know the offensive line got banged up. They have depth now. They're much better at depth than they were last year. And when you can have your second guy even second line playing, you can still be effective. It does wonders for you.
Yeah. And if you think about it, Wiley and Allegretti, if they end up just being really valuable, versatile backup pieces for you because your overall line got that much better, all those dudes are going to play.
Yeah.
It's the offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Over under 8.5 different players start on the offensive line. You probably go over.
I'll probably go over.
Trent Scott's even another guy.
You may have some plays where they just have more people on the field. There's a such thing as called unbalanced line. And if you have the athleticism, you can use some of your big boys in spaces that'll help you. I wouldn't be surprised. Hell, let's say you bring Wiley back in. Connolly is now your tight end in a certain play. Does that hurt your blocking?
Right.
So, see, I'm always looking for possibilities. If I got offensive linemen, I got a lot of them. I can always use an unbalanced line. I can have, we call it big package, bring in some of the bigger boys instead of a tight end. I got an old lineman who's athletic.
Hell yeah.
And Connolly fits that bill, right?
For sure. Our friend Peter Rosenberg, we believe celebrating his birthday, will join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm not going to waste any time. I want to get to the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. To talk to our friend Peter Rosenberg, what a day to talk to Peter. I want to start here. Is it your birthday? Happy birthday.
Yesterday was my birthday. Thank you, okay. Friend.
Oh, Leo. What's first day of Leo's, right? July 23rd?
I'm a border day, so some people call me Cancer, some call me Leo.
Nah, take the Leo, it's much cooler.
I agree. You know, I prefer it, but I also don't want to be dishonest with myself. I got a little bit of Cancer in there, too.
Okay.
All right, so, Peter, we're out of Commanders training camp, and obviously Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, there's a million stories, but the way news works is it doesn't care where you are, what you think the story is that day. News just happens. And you are, like, uniquely positioned to talk about Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
I mean, you made a career doing it. You do a lot of different things, but you are heavily involved in WWE. You call main events. I imagine Hulk Hogan has had some major impact on your life from when we were kids, and he was one of the best, and then everything that's kind of happened since then.
You would be correct, sir. That's what I've sort of been left thinking about is, you know, obviously on a big level, the wrestling business is just completely different because Hulk Hogan existed. And yeah, I don't know. Do I fall in love with it the way that I do without Hulk Hogan? I mean, I was 8 years old in 1987. WrestleMania 3 was a huge, huge deal. My second grade, teacher, she was an assistant, actually, teacher, taped it for me, Miss Clemens, and wow. gave me the VHS of WrestleMania 3, because, you know, my parents were paying for the pay-per-view. And, yeah, without that Hogan-Andre story, I just don't know that I'm sitting here with my life just kind of so mixed up in this crazy world. So, yeah, super, super impacted by it. And, you know, obviously when people have a controversial ending, it makes it complicated. The feelings are complicated, but the overwhelming feeling is sadness for sure.
But I think anytime you meet a person, it comes down to those personal times you talk to them or relationships, whatever you had. Did you have a personal relationship and have a chance to talk to them and develop one?
I would never go as far as saying we had a personal relationship. I would say that I certainly interviewed him a handful of times mm-hmm. and had moments of seeing him and chatting with him on multiple occasions. Never had anything but lovely interactions with him. So, yeah. You know, my complicated feelings for him are colored by the other things that went on. You know, when I saw him, here's the thing about Hulk Hogan. He's going to be Hulk Hogan. I mean, there was one time I remember bumping into him in the WrestleMania hotel, maybe when I first started working for the company, maybe 2017, something like that. And I don't think that he recognized me from the previous times I'd interviewed him and stuff like that. I don't think so, at least at that point. And we started chatting, and within like a minute, he starts going into these Hulk Hoganisms that, like, you know, talking to me about Andre the Giant. Like, it was like hilarious, because I'm like, wait, do you not know that I know all of this and I've heard you tell it 1,000 times? Like, it was like he was playing his greatest hits. And you're like, uh-huh. But this is just a – there was no one around, guys. It was – it was in the hallway on, like, one of the floors where there's conference rooms, you know, because that's where, like, they'll set up to have, like, our green rooms and stuff. And no one was there. And like, I'm like, wow, he's really just going into Hulk Hogan mode. And I thought it was very funny and interesting. But also, it is sort of one of the things that people are critical about when it comes to Hulk Hogan, was that he was always sort of working, always giving you the character. And then when that unfortunate video came out all those years later, when you got to see what appeared to be the real him, it wasn't a very good look.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I got to meet him on the sideline in Tampa once, and he couldn't have been nicer and cooler, but obviously, you know, whatever else was going on there is awful, right? And it's just like, it's one of these weird things to try to dissect or put it all together now, especially now that he's passed. I didn't even know.
We live in this world now where, like, we just aren't allowed to have complex feelings. You know, mm-hmm. we have decided that everybody has to. You know, I was just talking about it earlier this week because of the tragic death of Malcolm Jamal Warner. Yeah. And, you know, Malcolm Jamal Warner was steadfast in his love for Bill Cosby. And he did not deny Bill Cosby's wrongdoings or legitimize them or even say, oh, no, I know that he's innocent. He didn't do that. But what he also didn't do was not love him anymore. You know, because the man gave him his entire life.
Hell yeah.
And you know, there was controversy last year because in an article in the New York Times, in an interview, John Cena, who was just returning at the time, basically said, I'll always love Vince McMahon. And a lot of people got angry about that. And I'm like, wait, John Cena is rich, famous, happy, successful, all because he met Vince McMahon. And you expect him to publicly say he hates him? You can be disappointed in things people say or do, but that doesn't mean you have to throw them away. And Hulk Hogan, the kind of things that he said are the things that basically offend me most in the world, right? Like, there's basically nothing that will upset me or offend me more than the kind of things that he was caught on tape saying. But I still try not to define every human being by the absolute worst moment anybody knows about. The fact of the matter is, He also absolutely changed the business, and I don't think I would be having the fun I'm having, and a lot of people would have livelihoods and would be doing very well without the things that he contributed. I think all those things can be true.
I think it'll get to a point where people can't tell you what experience you had with somebody, and you have to be true to yourself on that. And as John Thompson always said, don't let people judge you by sound clips of your life. You know, there have been a lot of people who made mistakes. And you're absolutely right. This society wants to only judge you off of that one moment when you made a mistake, not the other 99% of the things you did that were not bad. And I think it's BS,
yeah.
Point blank.
Yeah, it's lazy. And it's not based in integrity. It's based in us all being fear of being fearful of being judged. I am someone who believes that people should have to live up to the things that they've said and done, but I think all of us have a right to have complex feelings. The biggest disappointment for me about Hogan's passing is, 71 is just too young. I don't care what mileage you put on your body. In 2025, to die at 71 is a tragedy. These days, people, especially people with means, you would think Hulk Hogan would have been able to go a lot longer. But unfortunately, that was not the case. And the other thing is just the fact that he was never able to make amends. I mean, the last time the guy was on TV, guys, he was utterly booed out of the building. And mostly, oh, yeah, it was the Netflix premiere of Raw. And they brought him out, and he was just obliterated. It was in L.A., and it was not the crowd that was going to be easily forgiving, and they were not. And listen, Hulk kind of played it off afterwards, and, everyone's talking about me. But the bottom line is it was not a spot where he was supposed to be booed. And frankly, he kind of got himself in that position. And mm-hmm. I wish he had done more to get out of it. But he didn't, and that is sad, because I think everything will kind of have an asterisk. But the bottom line is, if you want to talk about the wrestling part of it, guys, nobody's bigger. He, like, in my life right now, if I bump into someone and they don't know what I do, and I say, I moonlight, I work in pro wrestling, they will literally say, like, oh, like Hulk Hogan? I mean, he is Babe Ruth. He is the word Kleenex. You know what I mean? That is wrestling right there, no matter how you feel about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know your time is tight, and I appreciate you making time for us on what is going to be a really busy day for you. I did want to give you a chance just to weigh in on – I'm sure you're seeing the videos and everything going on down here. There's so much excitement. I mean, Von Miller talked today, and it was incredible. If you haven't heard his story, why he chose number 24, I think you're going to love it. But there is also the Terry cloud kind of hanging here. How you feeling about – first couple of days of Commander's training camp?
The Terry cloud's getting a little gray over there, JP. I'm not feeling it. I really sort of thought this was going to be a simple thing, and we were playing like a little bit of a game, and eventually we would just land where we needed to land. It now, having gone this far, is starting to freak me out just a tad.
I think
give yourself a couple more weeks, Peter. I'm gonna help
all
you.
All right,
just another week and a half.
Well, who's gonna budge though? In the end, is my question. Where do we get the solution?
That's a great question. That's a great question, and I think I don't know the answer. I wonder. I think both sides will have reasons to budge. One, listen, man, does Terry play this thing the whole way? Would he ever really miss training camp? Would he ever really miss games? I don't believe that to be the case. At the same time, I think as Washington watches this receiving core, Debo is a unique weapon, and he's looked great out here. But, like, we're trying to talk ourselves into a guy like Chris Moore, who's bounced around. I thought Ja'Cory Brooks had a good practice today, but, like, at some point, they're going to look around and be like, okay, what do we do for the vertical element in our passing game?
I watched it today, and you can see something missing.
Right.
I'm being honest with it. I watched it, and you go, something is missing, and we know what that something is.
Right. So, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's a lot to kind of consider, but I think The thing I keep going back to is this deal makes too much sense for both sides. And because of that, I think it's like husband and wife are fighting, like whatever's going on. Eventually, you kind of settle it down and get back to where you need to be, figure it out, move forward. I don't know when that time comes, but that is what I think and hope will happen.
From your mouth to God's ear. And I hope, I've said this to you guys a few times. I think it is complicated. I think the Carey thing is more complex than people would believe because he is more valuable to the Commanders than he is elsewhere. And at the same time, the Commanders need him more than others. They both need each other a lot. Like, Terry on the free market is not as valuable as he is here. But at the same time, the Commanders minus Terry next year is a different proposition that they cannot afford, guys, because we are in fully this is the first time we can say this in 20-some years. We are in full-on go-for-it mode. So they need him. This next year, the goal is make it to the Super Bowl. And that conversation isn't happening, I don't think, without Terry McLaurin.
Well, what you just said makes Louis Riddick said even more. Put an exclamation point on what he said even more, because he said that it's about Jaden continuing his growth, and by not having Terry around, you kind of stunt that a little bit. And when you made the comment you just made, it hit me more of what he said. So I'm with you on that.
Well, and do you guys remember? We talked about this too, but if y'all remember, Week 1 and 2, like before Terry busted out against Cincinnati, Jaden was showing promise, but he wasn't Jaden Daniels yet. He became Jaden Daniels when Terry started catching the football. That is like when it changed, and he went from like, ooh, okay, I see some stuff here, to like, oh my God, that was directly connected to number 17. So they're going to have to figure that out. And by the same token, it's like, Terry, if I'm the Commanders, my logic with him is, hey, listen, man, you've been here a long time. You went through a lot of crap. We're going to pay you for that. We're going to find a way to show you appreciation. At the same time, you went through way too much crap to not be a part of what we're about to do, and we need to be able to continue to do that and spend money smartly. So can we come to a point where we are giving you the smartest, most respectful money, but where you're not making us play ourselves, and where will you love this team enough to understand that we get why you might feel like you're worth a couple million more, but in order to keep doing what we're doing, this is the amount we're going to give you? Can they come to that agreement? And I think, to JP's point, I think eventually they'll end there.
Yeah. Peter, you got to go. We got to go. We appreciate
you, brother.
Man.
You're the best. Talk soon, guys.
All right, man.
Thank you, man. That's our boy Peter Rosenberg. Unique perspective on Hulkster and the Skins. Not a lot of people can do that. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got to make some bets. Before we go, though, you got to hit up Paul Henry. He's got great deals all of July. And the work he did at my house with my windows and my doors has kept my house so cool, so comfortable, even in this intense D.C. summer heat. B, I know he's done a ton of work at your house. Trust me, man. Call Paul Henry. He is the most easygoing, chill dude that does absolutely tremendous work, and it's like working with his family. His son, Brian, actually did all the work at my house. I love these guys. Call in July, and you get $120 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door at Paul Henry's window installation.
Yeah, Paul does doors. He does windows, gutters, roofs, fixed pergolas, and he doesn't
build
try to break
sunroom.
The bank. He doesn't try to break the bank. He comes in and he's very fair with you, and that's why I liked him so much. You know, when he came to my house the first time, we sat down and talked. He walked around the whole house. We sat down, and I was thinking about, you know, doing these crazy windows. He was like, nope, you don't need that, not in this area. He told JP the same thing when he was trying to put the most expensive windows in his sunroom. He made sure he got the ones that he needed for the sunroom, and he got the proper windows for his house. Paul is great, man, so reach out to him right now. As JP stated, you can get $120 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. So contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Philly sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Seven, the fan. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Grant was out here this morning with Toby Altizer. Toby's going to be sitting with me tomorrow because B is headed on a golf trip. We haven't really been betting this week, so B, should we set up some over-unders for the golf trip?
No.
How many rounds?
Just two. Two.
Two rounds of golf for Brian. Now, you're playing Cascada, you said, which is a course you know and love.
Yeah.
And the other one, you said Summer Highlands, maybe?
Southern
Highlands, pardon me.
But it's tough as hell, though.
So those are tough courses. Over, under 4.5 birdies between the two rounds.
The way I've been playing lately, I could take over.
Okay. You're on a flight this afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Are you even going home? Or are you going straight to Dallas from
home.
Here? Okay. First round is tomorrow. What time?
Probably, I think it's 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Okay, so early. Coming back Saturday?
I'm back on a flight Saturday night. I'm coming straight, 6:35, straight here for a show at 8:30.
Oof, this is tough. 70.5 drinks consumed.
Nah.
You laying low still?
Low. That's going to definitely be low.
That's too low, you're saying?
No, that's going to be low.
Okay.
I'm going to be under.
Way under. What restaurants you guys got lined up?
Haven't gotten any.
You were working on
MGM?
And you're staying at MGM Grand. Over under 12.5 hands of blackjack. I'm going under. You actually going to sit down and play some cards?
If I play anything, that's all it's going to be, blackjack. I had my best gambling night ever in Vegas some years ago.
You were smart enough to leave. You told me the story.
No, I wasn't smart. Jeff took my money and cashed it in. Kept putting it into the what's called.
Not Jeff Walker.
No, my buddy. My buddy who's a CPA. So I listened to him.
All right.
Five figures.
Yeah, dude. Landfill, here's a good story for you. B, you are on the stream, or maybe you're not.
I have my hand up high.
B's giving me hand signals for the cash. Jeff Walker has Brian's parking pass. How do we think that will end up, Lampfield?
No, he doesn't. I gave it to Derek. I had given it to JP, which means Jeff probably would have never gotten it. And they probably wouldn't have figured it out. So I gave it to Derek to give to Jeff, and then I will definitely get it back from Jeff.
How do you think that's going to go, Landy?
Not well.
Hey, Lampfield, I stopped JP and Jeff from working, and I got Derek involved. I will get it back.
Jeff's got to figure out how to get it.
No, that's not true. If I say give this to Jeff, you're supposed to give it to him.
With all due respect, so I have to go out of my way to find Jeff to give
him
the permit?
No, he's coming here tomorrow. You walk in, are you going to be sitting right there tomorrow?
Right, so then it just would have been in my car. I give him my keys, go get it. You think Jeff's going to be here at 8?
He probably won't be here anywhere close to 8.
Right.
So I'll be shocked if you're here at 8.
I'm going to send you a picture.
All right. No, Toby, send me a picture what time JP gets here.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. B, I hope you hit it straight in the desert, buddy. Have a great trip. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to David Aldridge for joining us. If you missed any of that Von Miller press conference, man, get wherever you get your podcast.
He was good, man.
Odyssey.
I really like that.
Tune in. Wherever you get your content, you can find our show and all the shows on The Fan there. Listen to that Von Miller presser. It was great. You don't just leave Josh Allen to go anywhere.
Yeah.
That tells you all you need to
and
know.
And when you come here, that means they got somebody special.
Tells you how the league thinks about old JD number 5. Great day today. Day 2 of Commanders training camp in the books. We're back for day 3 tomorrow. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Derek owes you a parking pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.